Blog Talk Radio. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's Word. We greet everyone with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. The peace that only Almighty God has created, and Almighty God is the peace. And we will soon, inshallah, God willing, find out how that peace is. As I seek refuge with the one God, the Almighty, Allah, from the shaitan, the enemy of me, mankind, I say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly testifying that there is only one God and no partners are with the one God, and openly testifying that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Again, greetings of peace, dear family, dear human family, dear intelligent family, family familiarity. When we hear the word family or familiarity, we right away understand that we have gotten to know one another in our most familiar places, our familiar times, our familiar circumstances. We've become accustomed to the habits of one another, so much so that we can almost expect or suspect the next act of each other. And that's true familiarity. That's truly having gotten to know one another. Well, this is the human family, and even though we meet someone that we don't know their name because they haven't lived in the immediate surroundings with us, but when we see them, we do know something about them. We know that they have this physical form that is called human form, and we know that we expect that they can speak. So we speak to them. We greet them. And based on their walking or however they are standing or sitting somewhere, when we approach them, we do expect to get eye contact. We expect to get a smile, perhaps. We expect to be treated with a similar expression that we give out. And when we get that similar expression, when we greet someone and they greet us back, that's a peaceful feeling in our heart, in our mind. And I say heart, but it's in our mind. It overcomes our total self. Peace does. And so the greeting that we extend to one another is peace. We're expecting peace. We're giving out peace. We come with peace, and we do expect peace in return. So there's a term called alifa. Alifa is familiarity. We're going to read the different. I was trying to get my glasses here. This is Martha Nyla Williams, and let's see, it's page 23 of the Hanswear Dictionary. Okay, Eliphaz. It says, acquainted, familiar, conversant, you know, to have a conversation with someone or something, to be on intimate terms, to be or get accustomed, used to, habituated to like, to be fond of, to become tame or to accustom, habituate to someone or something, to tame or to domesticate, such as an animal, or to form, example, to form a committee, right? Or to form a government, or to unite or join or combine or put together different things, to compile, to compose, to write a book. You know, when we write a book, that means we have become familiar with something or someone, and now we're able to write about it. Continuing on, it says, be made up or consist of, or to be united, to be combined, to be attuned to each other. To be attuned to each other, to be in harmony, to harmonize, to be familiar or on intimate terms, to form a coalition, to go well or to agree, to be well ordered and neat, to be tidy, all right. So all of these are from Alif. Alif or Alifa. That's the Alif is the first letter of the Haruf, the alphabet. Then there's an L. Then there's the Fa, the F. F is in French. And so this takes us well into, you know, when we, because it starts the haruf, all of the harufs form words. And the saying that words make people, it was coined by Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, rahimahullah alayhi. Now I want to go to Ahl, that's, and I'll read that, that's Alif Ha Lam, Alif Ha Lam. Give me one moment here. Okay. Alif Ha. Then the Ha is a soft H, soft sounding H. And we will find that on page 33. Find it on page 33 of the Hanswear Dictionary. And it says Ahl, Ahl. It says relative, folks, family, kin,
kinfolk. There's life, people, members, followers, adherents, possessors, etc., inhabitants, deserving and be worthy, to be suited, to be qualified, the native population, the family, or the prophet's family. It says, Ahal Nada, the people living in the house. But Nadar, okay, and Nadar, Dar being the house. El Dar. Excuse me, I'm putting the noon there, the N sound. Ahal Adair. Yes, Ahal Adair. The people living in the house. Now, so we hear Ahal is pertaining to the people, the family itself, and then Alif. Alifah is pertaining to the custom or the act between the people. One is dealing with the people, even they're calling it family or group or population. But then the Alifah pertains to familiarity. So you see that which comes about through people. Now, animals do this as well, but one thing that the human being does, the human being has this expectation, and it also has this innate, built-in, clocked-in ability to reason it with itself and then reason with others. When it sees something that is out of the ordinary, that will not be familiar, that will not be consistent with family. So what we want to read from the Quran now, from Surah Al-Mulk, and Surah Al-Mulk is the 67th chapter or surah, and we prefer to say surah because it has this attachment to journeying, Isra, to be on a journey, Sarah, to be on a journey. So surah expands that, makes us know that we are inhabitants of a land that are on a journey. All right, let's read from Surah Al-Mulk. That's M-U-L-K, Mulk, again, the 67th surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Blessed be he in whose hands is dominion, and he over all things has power. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ والحيوات ليبلوكم كم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. He who created death and life, that he may try which of you is best in deed, and he is exalted in might, the oft forgiving. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى من فطور. He who created the seven heavens, one above another, no want of proportion will you see in the creation of Allah, most gracious. So turn thy vision again. See thou any flaw? Summa arji'i basara karat subhanAllah. Summa ورجعي البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو الحسير. Again, turn thy vision a second time. Thy vision will come back to thee, or to you, dull and discomfited in a state worn out. 60 seconds for those on the computer. We will continue on, inshallah. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. صدق الله العظيم. We have from of the old adorned the lowest heaven with lamps, and we have made such lamps as missiles to drive away the evil ones, and have prepared for them the penalty of the blazing fire. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Our thinking for tonight is, where do we put our trust? And truly, after what we've read now, the one who is the creator of death and life, Is there any question as to where we put our trust? Now, we know that we cannot see. We cannot see this trust. We cannot see this place to put our trust. But we certainly can feel it. We certainly can be involved in a situation wherein there is no physical door that we can enter through to put our trust. There is no physical house or physical church or mosque or synagogue. That's not going to get it when we have to finally put our trust in Almighty God and just know that Almighty God is the one that brings everything, dead matter out of living matter and living matter out of dead matter. So when we have decisions to make, we are to take our decision. We are to look to the decision, the one who is over all decisions, and put our trust there. And our trust may simply be, our trust may simply be the words that come out of our mouth and expect ones to trust what we're saying. So the trust that we put in the Almighty is that our very existence is proof that we did not create this life, and we certainly have come to know death in the way that it is expressed by ones no longer being able to live in their physical form that we've become accustomed to seeing them in. We've become accustomed to it. We've become familiar with it. We've become spectators of it. We live through process after process. So that in our unconscious state of being, we are trusting. We are trusting. We will extend our hand to someone we don't know. Will we hear good information? When we hear good or great information, when there's no question about the information, we trust that information. So our trust is ultimately being placed in the one who created the entire process of communication. We communicate, why? Because we were created to communicate. Whether we were created to form, have, and place the ability to do different things and to accomplish, that's the word I'm looking for, to accomplish different things. I pray that we're making it clear as we see here that Almighty God is the one who has the ability to truly punish us for anything that we do that is ill-advised. And that punishment may be a light punishment, may be a heavy one. No one knows. But when we intentionally walk away from this trust that has been placed over us, it is a part of our makeup. It is our makeup. Truth is our makeup. And truth presents trust. Almighty God is the truth. And so it is in that spirit that we have been granted. We've been granted the participation process of truth, to be able to participate in truth. And so we trust, we extend trust. We trust from the time that we are born. We don't know of this trust, but we come to know of this trust. And we realize that we trust when the trust has been taken away. We realize that we've been born in truth when a lie has been told. Because all we're going right along, and then a lie is told. Right then, truth has been infringed upon, the truth that we have come to know. Now, we also come to know by putting our trust in the one God, we come to know that our human selves, our human thinking, our human abilities, capabilities become frail. And many times we say or we do things and we truly believe that what we are saying and what we're doing is the right thing. So in that manner, we've put our trust in the very essence of the covering of trust that has already been established. Now, when things do not, and I'm using a simple word, pan out, things do not pan out as we have trusted that they would, then guess what? Then the word patience, and still extend as the extension of trust, comes into working. It comes into the working. It is still trust, but it is an extension. I'm calling it an extension of trust, patience. And even when we apply the patience, there's another extension to the trust, forgiveness. And all of this, Almighty God is the patient. P-A-T-I-E-N-T. Almighty God is the forgiver. Almighty God is the truth. So you see how we have been created in the spirit in which Almighty God has invested in the human makeup? One who is over all dominions. Whose hand is he, blessed be he, in whose hand is dominion, and he over all things has power. Oh, who else should we put our trust in besides that one? We don't see, but we do see the evidence of the works that allows us to trust. We see the trees and the moon and the stars and the sunshine, the sun itself, and we see the move, we see the process of movement. We see human beings in existence and the repetition of human beings being born. We see animals moving about. We see insects that we have, some that we've never known existed, but we see them and they're living in their different structures. So just seeing their existence puts that inner trust in us that we will exist too. But one by one, we see the process of death and life. And who is the creator of it? The same one. He who created death and life, that he may try which of you is best indeed. And he is the exalted in might, often forgiving. Now, when we look at the word maoter, let's look at that. Maoter. That is the one that says the death. But the death of what? What has come to us is the ability and what has been granted to us for us to give back out. Maoter, to give back out. It's knowledge, information. So the death is in us spending what we've been granted. We come to know different things and we lose or we give up. It's a process that occurs that we may forget the knowledge that we had yesterday that allowed us to perform certain acts. We may not remember all of that. a death occurred. And then comes the Hayawati, the granting of that life. But that life involves a struggle. So this try, that we may be tried, it says, Hayawati li, so that Yabaluakum Ayyukum Ahsanu is the Hasana, the best, whose best I'm Allah in their works or their deeds, in their works. So we see Liya, okay, Balua. And if we go to the Hans Weir Dictionary, I believe we have time to do that. The Hans Weir Dictionary, Balua, give me a moment. Balua is on page 76. Balua. One moment. Yes, Balua, let's go, 75, excuse me. Balua, and Balua is to test, to try, to put to the test, to know from long experience. You hear that? To know from long experience. So when we go through different things, we're being tried. But it is the experience itself that is trying us. Even when we learn to put on clothing, dress ourselves, that's a test. When we learn to bathe ourselves, that's a test. We're going through the process. When we study, read a book, learn to read, it's a test. To see letters and form words and form sentences and form paragraphs and make a particular mental awareness when we speak. We're able to speak with a certain kind of give a message. We're able to give a message out in what we're saying. All of that comes through the test of having gone through the experience of studying the letters, the words, the sentences, and the grammar, so that we can coherently put words together and deliver a message. And so Almighty God, the best message that has been delivered is from Almighty God. So when we can understand by God's grace, God granting us to understand, that is the test in and of itself as well. That's life. That's the life, the ahl, the living of the family, that family that we become familiar with, and it is the human family. So now, what do we come away with all of this? Everything that we're going through right here and now in this day and time, when we see when loved ones